Right, Andrew Schartner, first place today. Repeat winner of the RLC. I mentioned that to you last week. Maybe you get things back on track, and it seems you did.
Yeah, in all honesty, I know it's cliche when you win a race, but this was the best car we've had all year. It really was. It just happened to work out that we were leading when we had it, which by sound of it, we needed it because Lizardo was out front. But like I said, I didn't get to mention Russ and Ray. I got to definitely thank them. They came down, took a look at everything, and squared it away. So ever since he ran that practice session when I couldn't make it last week, this car's been money.
Seeing how strong Anthony was in second place the whole time, you saw him up there. Maybe you didn't know how close he was or how far away you two guys were from the rest of the field. How important was grabbing the lead at the beginning of the race?
I was thinking about that all night. We were out in New Hampshire for family reunion. I was just constantly thinking, how do I get him? How do I get him? How do I get him? And it just worked out that I got enough bite on the high side. There was a lot of grip for there being daylight. I was surprised, and I think that was the key. If I didn't get him on that start, I wasn't going to get him, so it worked out.
Car handled really, really well on the restarts, too.
The car was fantastic, with the exception of when I got in the speedy dry there. It was real iffy, the one restart, but it came to me pretty quickly. That was the key, the restarts. Normally, I'm terrible at them, and it seemed like it was paying off today. Definitely a testament to my guys and sponsors to stick with us, because it's been an awful year. But I get to go talk to Russ because I beat him today for a change. So
often, maybe all too often, it seems like guys after a really hard lick can come back and their car looks fantastic.
Yeah, in all honesty, the car was great prior to that accident. But once that happens, you don't know. You find things that have been, 2 weeks later. Fortunately, I think we're spot on. Car was rotating, doing everything it was supposed to. And like I said, that was Ray and Russ there. So thanks to them.
How are you feeling now?
I was good. I was sore the 2 days after. Something got me in the ribs. I still can't figure out what it was because I was sitting in there moving around. The seat doesn't really hit where I got hurt. But when you hit the wall like that, it just knocks you a little goofy for a second. But it's part of it. You just get out of it and try again.
Right, and finally, who do you have to thank for your win today?
Definitely Tom, sticking with us here after this has been a tough year. And Gary has been dedicated to us, and definitely my dad. My dad puts a lot of man hours in every time this thing's wrecked, and a lot of money. So I got to thank him because I get the privilege of coming up here. Ukrainian National Club, Beaver River Distribution, Air Gas, and Arnold's Family Restaurant. And like I said, definitely Russ and Ray, and we're good.
Speaking of money, you got a flight to catch back to Charlotte tonight. You gonna be able to make it on time?
It's gonna be surreal. It's a 5 o'clock flight, 5:50 flight. They didn't hold the last one for me last week, so I don't think I'm gonna get preferential treatment this time, but we'll see what I can do.